Aggravated rappers have always gotta take their shirts off. Kick my feet up and scoff, I'd rather take a year off. Compile journal entries, my life filmed by Werner Herzog. Small industry gatherings where I have to brush the dirt off. My tattered secondhand moccasins, my genre's the opposite of whatever Waka Flocka's in. Ali P. Rose, we're like Cochise and Geronimo. This rap shit fails and catch me at your local Domino's. Handing out free slices to bandits, yelling, Bomby knows. This is crusty old grandpa rap, mic in hand, hollering.
Ugh, where my pampas at?
I don't know how much longer I can hold these phantoms back. Recesses of my mind is where I normally throw my tantrums at. Black folks and rapping is a fairly apparent trap. But I guess I'll come and stumble in when I record. McDonald's is like,
yo, stop mumbling.
I nod, like I heard you loud and clear, chief. Crazy excited, like when I buy a new boxer briefs. I didn't grow up in a neighborhood hearing gunshots, and I never wanted to get old and own stocks. I'm trying to grow an orchard and become a beekeeper. Spend my time in Loch Ness and tame a sea creature. Writing songs about why I'll never eat meat again. So pardon me if I consider your music part of the medium. I aspire to 40 acres and an apple orchard. I'm pissed off at all these write-ups of rappers' Porsches. Like, what about the common man? What about electricians and cats who clean pots and pans? I'm weary of the litany of fashion tumblers and the intolerable bevy of hashtag Twitter mumblers. I never got over the death of Radio Raheem, and I'm up all night because I'm afraid of my dreams.
This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy coming at you from what's last on your dial, but first in your hearts. And that's the quintessential truth, Ruth. The next record goes out to Radio Raheem. We love you, brother.